This audio production was made in collaboration with Audible Anarchist.
Part 4. The Resonance of Egoisms. 63. In place of the old bourgeois society, with its classes and class antagonisms, we shall have an association in which the free development of each is the condition for the free development of all. 64. In the laboratories of individual creativity, a revolutionary alchemy transmutes the basest metals of everyday life into gold. First and foremost, the problem is to dissolve the consciousness of constraints, that is, the feeling of impotence, in the magnetic exercise of creativity. Melt them in the scourge of creative power, in the serene affirmation of its genius. Megalomania, sterile on the level of prestige and the spectacle, represents in this context an important stage in the struggle opposing the ego to the coalesced forces of conditioning. Today nihilism reigns triumphant, and in its night the spark of creativity, which is the spark of all real life, shines only the more brightly. And while the project of a superior organization of survival proves abortive, there is, as these sparks become more frequent, and gradually dissolve into a single light, the promise of a new organization, based this time on a harmony of individual wills. Historic becoming has taken us to the crossing point, where radical subjectivity is confronted with the possibility of transforming the world. This privileged moment is the reversal of perspective. 65. Communist society is conceivable only on the foundation of the resonance of egoisms. Thus its basis is the cohesion of egoisms, whereas heretofore egoism has appeared as the force of separation and privatization par excellence. 66. The essence of the resonance of egoisms is this. The other person is a part of your wealth. 67. The resonance of egoisms is the unity, the synthesis, the singularity of the particular and the general interest, communist society. 68. The cohesion of communist society, once the threshold of its conditions proper has been reached, is conceivable on this basis, that the community, society, association itself, is the greatest personal value that the social individuals each possess. That is, their social relationships are this greatest value and this greatest wealth. The social relation itself becomes the unitary, unified, and universal means to the attainment of every end, to the gratification of every need, and thus also an end in itself. Society holds together to the extent that the social individuals find a greater value in its reproduction than in any act that would destroy it.
This has been a production of Audible Anarchist. You can find more Audible Anarchist on YouTube.